tonight. I was asking my Sunday school class, and some people didn't have their Bibles. I like it when you bring your Bible. Amen. I wonder, if you have your King James Bible, you just hold it up like that. Let me see it. Amen. All over this building, that's good to see that there. All right here. Amen. We were having a meeting. I don't remember if it was a bus captain, Sunday school teacher. I think it might have been that. And our youth pastor was saying how he was thankful for his wife and how she forgets problems that he does. And he was rejoicing in that, and that she loves her husband, thinks very highly of him, and is always there for him. And he was praising God for that. But he made a statement. He said, but she's tired. And I know that there are folks at Scranton Revival Baptist Church, as I say, you know, Mary had a little lamb and grew up to be a sheep, joined Scranton Revival Baptist Church, and died for lack of sleep. And, you know, a lot of times in a Baptist church that is doing the Lord's work, folks get tired and fatigued. And, you know, my problem is not so much physical fatigue. I take those supplements and they give me energy, you know. Plus, I know how to pace myself. But a lot of times it's time pressure. Time pressure. I'm always under the gun with time pressure. And I have a home office. I spend a lot of time working through that. But I'm always, my wife can testify to this, time pressure. And I'll have to call upon her sometime, and she's very busy, just to help me so I can make it to wherever I need to make it to and try to get there on time. But fatigue and tiredness, and we need to have a plan for our life and to know how to pace ourselves. I know the Bible says in Galatians 5, we're to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And there's two ways to walk. One is walk in the flesh and live your life according to your lust or your own senses, your own desires, not guided by God's Word and by the Spirit of God, or you can walk in the Spirit. But whenever I'm walking, I know where I'm going. I have a direction. And I have a direction for the year. I have a direction for the month. I have a direction for the week. And I'm going in that direction. But I have to take it one day at a time, one step at a time. And that's how you walk in the Spirit. If you want to wind up in the right place 5 years from now, in a sense, you can predict the future. You could predict the future because you have to walk in the Spirit today. That's really all, you know, you have to do. And so that is very important when we think about tiredness and weariness. And a lot of times, my mother's here tonight. She will tell me about this and tell me about that and tell me about this. And I'll say, Mom, Jesus said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If we just live today and we just put a smile on Jesus' face today, we'll be fine tomorrow and the next day. And I'm not saying don't plan for the future. We do make our plans. We need to make our plans. But I'm simply saying that we have to take it one day at a time. And I want to say something tonight. I don't believe that any of us have to fail and falter and quit because of spiritual weakness. Now, notice I said that, spiritual. Your body may give out, and then you need to rest, right? But I'm talking about spiritual weakness. None of us need to fail because of spiritual weakness. The Bible even says it. It says, though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed. What? Day by day. See, every day, the Lord's mercies are new every morning and every day. And sometimes let me put it this way. I know I need day by day renewal and refreshment, and so do you. And so tonight, when I think about spiritual weariness and wanting to quit and give it up, I'm preaching from one of my favorite passages in the Bible. I go back to these passages. It's Isaiah chapter 40. Please go to Isaiah chapter 40, and I want to look at verses 28 through 31 and say three things about this subject tonight: how you can avoid failing from weariness, how you can avoid failing from weariness in your life. And I would like to do an expository message on Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. If you'll notice, I love to preach like that. It's right from the Word of God, every point. Verse 28 says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding." Now God says, you don't need to fail because you're getting weary. You don't need to quit because you're getting weary. And he says, how can you avoid that? How can you avoid failing from weariness? Well, number one, by your knowing that the Lord never gets weary. That's what it's saying here. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Question mark. Now, by the way, we need to know what is revealed in the Word of God to keep from getting weary. You know, every day the Israelites gathered the manna, and that's a picture of us every day. I wonder if you got into the Word of God today and you read it and you spent time with God and you got something from it. If you didn't, you're going to get weary. You're going to get weary. And so God gives you that daily sustenance that you need to keep going. That's what the Bible says. Give us this day our daily bread. And that keeps us from being. So he says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? And the question is, have you known the truth of Isaiah 28? Do you really meditate upon that truth? God is not in heaven like this. Oh, I'm tired. I need a rest. Is God in heaven tired tonight? Has he ever been tired? Does he ever get weary? No, he never gets weary. He never gets tired. He never has a diminishing of his energy. I've got a cell phone, and that thing needs to be constantly recharged, right? I run around, and I need to be constantly rested and refreshed again. But God doesn't need a nap. God doesn't need anything to recharge him or give him a revival of his strength. No, he is always the same. He always has the same almighty power. And you need to know that. I think of Brother Hiles, Jack Hiles. He was preaching at a conference one time, and the speaker ahead of him got up and said, "We do not know if hell is a place of separation, maybe like a distant dark planet. We do not know if hell is like an island and you're marooned on that desert island and you just feel lonely there. We do not know." And after he was done preaching, Brother Hiles came up to him and he said, "Brother, my dear brother, I can tell you how you can know that hell is fire and how you can know." You know, he said, I kind of felt like our brother's message should have been, "We do not know." He says, "I'll tell you how you can know." He goes, "Well, tell me, my friend." He goes, "Get you a Bible. Get you a Bible." In other words, a lot of people have problems and they go to these highfalutin counselors who get paid all this money to counsel. And they get their ideas from the wisdom of the world. Right. But you know what? The Bible says, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Right. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Those that do not know the word of God and do not give you counsel. A lot of counsel is pretty simple. My biggest problem in counseling is knowing what the person is actually dealing with. Once I know, God has the answer. The question is, are you willing to do what God said? And that is the key. And so how can you avoid failing from spiritual weariness? You don't need to, because you can know that the Lord never gets weary. But notice it doesn't just say that. It says, has thou not known, verse 28, has thou not what? What's the next word? Look at verse 28. Say it out loud. One more time. Amen. Hast thou not heard? You know what? My Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know what? We need more preaching of the word of God. You know what you need in your marriage? Preaching from the word of God. You know what you need in your family is preaching from the word of God. You know what we need in our youth group? Preaching from the word of God. You know what we need in our bus kids church? Preaching from the word of God. And I know this guy's preaching the word of God. He's preaching the King James Bible. That's what these kids need. That's what we need. And that will avoid quitting, listen to me tonight, quitting because of weariness. We don't need to be weary. But people miss the preaching of the word of God. And then they wonder, why am I tired? Why am I weary? Well, God had something for you. He wanted to recharge your batteries. You just weren't getting it. You weren't there. You weren't hearing it. You weren't locked in. That's one of the reasons I'm glad we can now hear in the morning service, because we had people that need it, but they couldn't hear it. And now we're working with that. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That's what we need. And it says in verse 28, the everlasting God, the Lord. Notice that God is the God of all creation. The Lord is the God that is in a personal relationship with you. God is not somewhere far off. He's not somewhere we have to go to heaven and bring him down. We don't have to dive into the sea and bring him up. He's in our heart. The Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, is right in our heart. God is not far from any believer. The Lord, that's what L-O-R-D means, the personal God, the God of personal relationship that's right there with his people. By the way, he's a very present help in time of trouble. He's a very help present when you need him. He never fails me, and he'll never fail you. As long as you're walking with him and looking to him, my friend, he will not fail you. And don't you know that the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator, it says, of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He's got all the answers. He's got all the power. He created everything out of nothing, my friend, in 6 24-hour days. I was talking to Ben Majeski the other day. Where's Ben? Right there. And he was in the Sunday school teachers meeting. Ben is right there. He's right involved in the teachers meeting. And he was telling me about somebody you had a discussion with about the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. And we were talking about that, and talking about the New Testament a lot. But then Ben was talking about the Old Testament. He said, you know what? We need the whole Bible. We need right from Genesis 1, where it says, in the beginning God created. That is foundational. That is right there. You got to start with God. And that's what he's saying here. When it comes to getting tired, and when it comes to knowing that God doesn't get tired, he created everything out of nothing. He is not getting tired. He's not getting weary. And he knows everything. He has all the answers that you may have. You know, people worry all the time. They're thinking all the time, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He's got all the answers. He's written it in his word, and he said, if you ask him for wisdom, Brother Joe, you know this, he'll give you that wisdom. James 1. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. And by the way, while you're asking and while you're waiting for the answer, serve God. Serve God. Don't wait around. Do nothing. Serve God. We had a guy at our ranch years ago. He would get nothing done. We put him out there because the church was given a ranch. We had horses and all. And he would say, oh, I got so much to do. And he would worry about it that he wouldn't do anything. And we come out there, nothing much. Just do what you can do. Oh, I don't have the answer about this, and I don't have the answer about that. Well, do what you can do now, and God will give you more, you see, and depend upon him. And so he's talking about that and hearing. And I believe we need preaching, listen to me, that will encourage us to trust in God, to believe in God, right? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You need preaching that will cause you to trust God, because we stand by our faith. And if our faith fails, we go down like Peter walking on the water. You need preaching that will cause you to hope in God, because if you don't hope in God, you'll want to quit. You'll want to give up. But God says, no, there's no limit to my strength. You can trust me. I am not going to get tired. I have all the answers. There's no lack in his understanding, it says here in verse 28, no searching of it. So we've got everything we need in God and in the Word of God. People will try to tell you otherwise. Don't listen to them. They slept too long on one side of their head, and their brain done run out of their ear like BBs. I'm saying tonight how you can avoid failing from weariness by your knowing that the Lord, our God, never gets weary. What a wonderful thing that is, and there's no limit to his strength. But number two, how you can avoid failing from weariness, notice verse 29 and 30, by your knowing that the Lord gives you a portion of his strength. You see, not only does he have all the strength and all the power, but here is the promise of God. He gives it to you. You know, what good is it if I know that gasoline will make my car run, but I don't go get filled up? Not going to do me any good. What good will it be if I know there's good food in the refrigerator and I don't go to my wife and say, here, please make me something out of the refrigerator? Notice I said that. What good is it if I know I've got electricity in my outlets, but I don't plug in my cell phone? What good is it? You see, he says you need to know God is the source and he's got everything you need. But number two, know that the Lord is willing to, and he gives you a portion of his strength. Look at verse 29. We just looked at verse 28. Here's the next verse. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Boy, that is really good. He giveth power to the faint. I'm going to say that again. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Do you qualify for getting God's power? He's willing to give it. But you don't give it if you're not poor in spirit. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, as I tell people, that doesn't mean you're financially poor, although they could be, but that's not what it's teaching there, necessarily. It doesn't mean that you have a poor spirit, like, oh, I've just got a poor spirit. you know, a poor spirit is a bad attitude. It's not saying blessed are the people with the bad attitudes. You know? Not saying blessed are the people that don't have any money at all. No, it's saying blessed are the poor in spirit. Anybody, one of the men, tell me what that word poor means there? One word. Let's see if Dr. Luke can get it. What is it, Doc?
Weary.
Well, weary. You're close. The actual word is beggarly. That you have a spirit that keeps begging. You know, sometimes you don't like to see beggars. You know, you think they probably got more money than I do. They're just out there with a sign. But, because I don't know. And it is a scam a lot of times. But I went to Atlanta one time and a guy was begging and I was walking by him and I thought, oh, I don't know this guy. And then I looked down and I saw he had no legs at all. He just basically, no legs, nothing. And I thought, that guy is a beggar. and he needs help. And I gave money, you know. You know, that's the real deal. And spiritually, that's the way you are. You don't have any legs without God. You don't have any strength without God. You don't have any wisdom without God. And a lot of people don't qualify for the Lord to give them his strength because they're too busy talking about their own strength, talking about their own abilities, talking about their own wisdom. And you know, the middle letter in sin is what? I. You got to get rid of that. And so tonight, perhaps you're weary and need strength. Well, God's got all strength, number one. And number two, you need to know not only God has strength, but he'll give you a portion of his strength if you qualify as being weary. I think of a preacher by the name of Robert Thomas Ketchum, great preacher, regular Baptist preacher, was a farmer, and God called him to preach and became a great leader of a Baptist that came out of the Northern Baptist Convention. Heard him preach and heard him pray, and what a man of God. What a man of God. And he said, you know, a lot of times I'll go into the pulpit. I said, I've got this. I'm ready. And he said, I fall flat on my face. I fall flat on my face. He said, but when I go into that pulpit, I say, man, I just feel like I don't have it all together. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need you. He said, that's when God shows up. You know, my wife, she, if women could preach, I'd be out of a job. And but my wife, she can communicate, but she gets attacked every time she communicates, and she cries out to God, and I'm sure she did today for her Sunday school class, and I'm sure it was a blessing. I wasn't in there, but I bet you it was a blessing, because God helps her. He shows up. I'm saying that God has all strength that you need, and you qualify if you're beggarly in spirit. You qualify if you realize I need you, God, to show up. And blessed are the poor in spirit. And I heard a teaching on the church at Philadelphia that ever since I heard it, I believe that's the interpretation. Certainly it holds true to Scripture. He says, the Lord says to the church at Philadelphia, which is a church that he didn't rebuke one time, he said, I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Now get this, for thou hast a little strength. Now, do you know why no man could shut their door? Because they had little strength in themselves. That's what I believe. He's saying you're not relying upon your strength. You're relying upon me, and therefore I'm going to give you an open door, and therefore I'm going to give you my strength. That's our problem. That's why I talked about prayer and fasting this morning. Fasting helps you know your weakness, and when you feel your weakness, it helps you to get strength from God, to get provision from God, to get blessings from God. That's what we need more of, men and women, boys and girls, that can get a hold of God. But if you think, I've got it pretty much together, I can handle this, I depend upon my intellect, I depend upon my strength, I depend upon my gifts, that's not what we need today. We need God and his power to show up through you. That's where it says the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of him whose heart is perfect toward him. Dependent on him. Need him. And tonight, I believe that's what we need so much more than really anything else that you have, that poverty of spirit. Now, I want to say that's one reason why some people don't get the Lord's strength. Here's another reason that we get weary. It says in Isaiah 40:30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Okay, so it's talking about young people. You know, young people have a lot of energy, but it says even the youth shall faint. In other words, your energy, no matter how great it is, your strength, no matter how great it is, it has a limit, right? It's going to run out. You're going to get tired. And we get weary, and the whole creation is running down and getting weary. And the older we get, the closer we get to death, the more we realize our weariness. Why do we get weary and lose our strength? Because it's limited. And when it runs out, you need to draw upon the Lord's strength and the Lord's beauty. Beautiful women, they get weary and they get older, and that human beauty fades, you see. But we need to rely upon the Lord's strength. I'm thinking of somebody that has faded and lost strength and lost beauty, and this person has gotten away from God and gotten away from God's strength, and your human beauty and strength fade when you get away from God. Have you noticed people when they don't serve God, how they can get old really fast? You ever thought about that? You remember Naomi? Her name meant pleasantness. She spent 10 years out of the will of God, thinking she was going to get money and get good things for her family, but she walked away from God. And 10 years later, they looked at her, and she looked really old. Just like a horse. You run that horse and ride that horse, and they sweat. It says they've been run hard and put away wet, like a horse. That's a horse phrase. And that's how some people are. When the world drives you, when Satan drives you, Satan is driving you. Listen to me. He'll drive you. He won't lead you. He won't refresh you. He won't bless. That's not our Savior. Our Savior's not like the devil. The devil is driving his cattle to the slaughter, to hell. That's all he wants. The Beatles. Look at John Lennon. He said, "We're greater than Jesus." And the devil told Mark David Chapman, I believe one of Satan's devils told Mark David Chapman, shoot him, and he shot him and killed him because he was done with John Lennon. And the devil had permission. He's dead. That devil doesn't care. See, people of the world, they think they're going to get benefited by hanging around the world's crowd and having the good times. But the devil will run you right to ragged to nothing. I remember years ago I went to Manhattan and was walking down Broadway as a teenager, and it was so exciting, and the lights, and I thought, man, this New York City is so exciting. I'm just going to keep walking. And I just kept walking down Broadway. Get that, Broadway. That's the world's way, Broadway. And I'm walking down Broadway. I said, this is cool. I just kept walking. I had a lot of strength. I'm young, man. I'm walking down Broadway. And you know what it wound up into? A ghetto. It was dark and scary, and I was like, whoa, where am I now? Man, I walk too far. I walk too far. You keep going in this life without Jesus, you're going to walk too far. And you're going to realize, man, I'm in a living hell here. And I'm not even in hell yet. I'm just saying that people that don't rely on the Lord, their strength runs out. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. People didn't rely on the Lord through COVID. COVID 2020 and all that stuff, that's a bioweapon that came out of the Western globalists working with the red Chinese communists, and they launched that thing from Wuhan, China. Trump's right when he calls it the China virus, but Trump was wrong when he took the jab twice. I don't know how that guy stands up. Nothing can stop him. I guess God's got him held up. But I tell you what, I know a lot of people drop dead from that jab. And deaths are way up from myocarditis, cancers, and all kinds of maladies from graphene oxide in those jabs and other things. And yet the world was saying, oh, these politicians were saying, take this, it will stop the spread, right? Take the vaccination, it will stop the spread. This is what we need. That was baloney. It didn't do that. Not at all. In fact, it's becoming immune to it and building your immune system that helps to stop that kind of a thing. And that's what I kept telling everybody. Here's what you do to build your immune. But people didn't want to listen. I'm just saying, when you get away from God and get away from depending on God and His truth, then you're going to lose your beauty, your strength, and your life if you're not careful. I just want to say, I trust in the Lord. All others may pay cash. You know, how do you know a politician's lying? Usually when his lips are moving. You rely on the Lord and get wisdom from God. I'm saying there's also people that lose their strength is because you hang around people that sap your strength. You hang around people that sap your strength. We're talking about God has all power. God is willing to give that power to you. But you're not going to have that power if you don't rely on the Lord. You're not going to have that power if you don't, if you do hang around people that are constantly gossiping, they're constantly criticizing, they're murmuring, they're complaining, they're talking trash that's anti-Bible, anti-God. I remember our first pastor, if I started saying things that weren't in the Word of God, he'd right away rebuke me. He'd say, Bloom, you're talking trash. And he'd talk Scripture back to me. And boy, that really was an example to me. And I don't have a lot of time to talk to people that are talking a lot of trash because I have to be ready for preaching to you guys. And if I'm listening to a lot of trash, trash in, trash out, and that's not going to help my people. My people need me to be on top side. And you've heard me say many times, the guy went to church and he goes, fill me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. He kept praying that, and his wife finally, you know, women shouldn't interrupt in church, but she said, don't do it, Lord. He leaks. He leaks. And there are some people like that. They hear a good message. They hear something good from some man of God, and oh, they're just all excited about it. They talk about it. Oh, it's so great. It's wonderful. But they leak the power of God because they don't use what God gives them. Listen to me. To serve. And so they lack God's love in their life. They lack God's power in their life. Now, sometimes you lose strength in a good way. Sometimes you lose strength in a good way. I know I've been talking about negative ways, but sometimes you lose strength in a good way because it talks about here losing strength in a good way. We'll get into this. But you lose strength because you are serving the Lord. You know, I the climax of my week is Sunday night. And a lot of times I'll tell my wife, Sunday night, I've left it all on the field. Just let me just, I got to rest. I just got to get away from it all. I leave it all on the field because I poured it all out. Now, she knows this on Saturday. I've had meetings all day. Then I've gone out soul winning and bus work all afternoon. I get in the evening. I try to study. Sometimes I can study 2-3 hours. Sometimes I just fall right asleep. She knows. She says, hey, don't even try. Get out of there. Go to bed. But I'm just saying to you that you can lose strength in a good way. And I wonder, I know Elgin Gano, that guy works, man. That guy works sun up to sundown. And I'm sure when he goes to bed, he sleeps. That's losing strength in a good way because you are using up your strength. You know, I went out with Eric Rodriguez soul winning. I mentioned this morning, Thursday night, and we had a good time. We led a couple people to the Lord. We got to teach the Bible. It was so exciting. The weather was good. And I said, Eric, you know, it's usually time to go home. You know, it's getting toward 8 o'clock. You want to do some more? And he goes, time is no object with me, Pastor. Let's go. He's in Florida now, going to Florida. But flew out of Allentown, right? But anyway, we went to this lady and led the lady and her daughter to the Lord. It was such a glorious time. She was coming today, but she texted Matt. She got sick. Her name is Tiffany, I believe. Tiffany up in Jessup. And her daughter, I think, is Olivia. But I'm just saying, I had God's energy and was encouraged. But eventually, you know, you get tired. And when Saturday rolls around, need sleep. Sunday, I left it all on the field. And I like to take Monday to write my devotionals that I do for the daily devotionals. I'll take some hours in the office doing that. I'll get into the Word of God. I just like to take back in. It's like a Sabbath. We're not under a Sabbath, Friday to Saturday. It's not a legal thing from the Old Testament law, but it's a principle that it's good to have a day of refreshment so that you can take in and give out again. And I'm talking about that's a good thing. So getting weary in that way is a good thing. And the early church, you know, they prayed and God gave them power and they preached the gospel and God gave them people. Then they had persecution. Then they got weary and they needed strength again. They went to God and prayed in Acts 4 and they got refilled. And we've talked about that. That is something we need, that victory cycle that the book of Acts talks about. And I wonder about you. Are you getting tired because you're taking in God's strength, using it up, but you can get more? Did you know that you could get more? If you're willing to use it up for God, He'll just keep giving it to you. I'm talking tonight about how you could avoid failing from weariness. Verse 28, by your knowing that the Lord never gets weary. And by hearing it and being reminded of it, He's available. And number two, by your knowing that the Lord gives you a portion of His strength. He's willing to give it to you, a portion of His strength. Number three, and last, by your waiting upon the Lord. All right, let's look at this. Look at verse 31, Isaiah 40. I'm going to read it. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They're walking and not faint. Now listen to me. I'm thinking of the early church in the book of Acts. That church, they did not faint. That church, they did not go without power. That church, when they went with the gospel from Jerusalem, they went into Judea and made an impact there, and they kept going with the gospel. But they got to Antioch, and there was a great church there in Antioch, and the pastors of that church, the pastoral staff, met, and they ministered to the Lord. And I want you to notice this. This is the pastoral staff mentioned in verse 1. And look at verse 2 of Acts 13. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, this is Acts 13, 2, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. What were they doing? They were ministering to the Lord. They were saying, we're weak, Lord. They were saying, we need your direction. We've come this far. We've come to Jerusalem. We've come to Judea. Now we're up in Syria. We're in another country, and we've made progress. We've taken in your power. We've used it. People are getting saved. There's lives being changed. Lord, but we need. And he said, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas, and Saul of Tarsus for the work whereunto I have called them. Now, what were they doing? They were waiting upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I remember Jack Hyle said something, and I never forgot. Brother Joe probably heard this. And he said that waiting upon the Lord is not just standing around. Like, he said, waiting upon the Lord is like a waiter. And a waiter goes to the table and he goes to you, what do you want? And he gets the food and gets everything and brings it to you and gives it to you. He's waiting upon the Lord. In other words, we're waiting upon the Lord to get wisdom from Him, strength from Him. And then we're bringing that to others. We're waiting on the Lord. That's how you get strength. You're not waiting upon the Lord in that way. He's not obligated to these promises. They're conditional. They that wait upon the Lord, it says, shall renew their strength. And notice it says, but they that wait upon the Lord. These people are different than the people that are failing and saying, I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm sick of it. People that fail to do it, being weak and weary, you can count on it. They're failing to wait upon the Lord for more strength. And yeah, we need a day of rest. We need a time of rest. I need a time to give out, but I also need a time to take in. I need a time to give out, but I also need a time to sleep. Sleep is so important. It is so important that you get sleep. And the Lord gives His beloved sleep. And that is so important. I pray for my wife. She struggles with that. God's been helping her. It's a struggle. But she's getting her sleep. And that is a blessing when He gets her sleep. Because it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You renew your strength. In other words, your strength is used up. You got it from God. You used it up. Now you need strength again. And God said, I'll renew your strength. And the word there for renew means to exchange. In other words, you turn in your empty cup and God gives you a full cup. You ever been at a restaurant and your cup is empty and you get a full cup? I was at a Golden Corral down in Allentown the other day, and I was trying to go to Newark to take my mother, but they canceled the flight. Now we got to go back tomorrow. And I was in Allentown at the Golden Corral, and I wanted more drink, and the guy wasn't bringing it, so I just stood up and went. And he brought it. He got it right there. Nice guy. And he brought the drink. I'm just saying that you give God your empty cup, and He fills it. You've used it up, and He'll give you more. And he loves to do that. And He's promised to do that. As long as you are waiting upon the Lord, He will take your empty cup and fill it. He'll take your lack of energy and recharge it. And I found this out, that the Bible says, and a lot of people mess up here, they're worried about, how am I going to die for Christ in the tribulation? That is the most stupid thing you could ever do. How am I going to die for Christ in the tribulation? You're meditating on that. You're whacked out. And people tell me, don't preach like that because you can't say what's going to. Yes, I can, but you're not the focus on that. That's your problem, not mine. You're focused wrong. I'm going to preach truth, but I'm going to tell you how to focus. You don't focus on how am I going to die in the tribulation? You know, some people, they're, for the last 30 years, they're going to die. Every day they're going to die. They're going to die. Well, you're already dead in Christ. You already died. But listen, you'll die when God wants you to die. I'll die when God wants me to die. And I'll die how God wants me to die. He's in control of that. The Bible says, and it's in the book of Jeremiah, He said, how can you contend with the horses when you're not even able to keep up with a footman? In other words, the best way to guarantee you will have the strength that you need when you need it is get the strength for Sunday today. Are you getting the strength today? People are like, I can't take this anymore. I can't take this. You don't have to take it for the next 10 years. You only have to take it for today. And you don't know if you're going to have to take it tomorrow. But if you do, God will have the strength for you to take it. You just take it a day at a time. That's the word of God. Jesus said it. Listen, here's the great physician. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And you can renew your strength. Don't we renew our strength every day? You're usually tired at night. Amen? You should be. Usually tired at night. Unless you've done nothing. Usually tired at night. And God gives you sleep. And in that sleep, you renew your mind, your heart, your body, so you can go out and do it again. And what a blessing that is. What a blessing that is. As your days, the Bible says, so shall your strength be. That's a promise in the Word of God. As your days, so shall your strength be. During that time when you have to die, and I don't know how I'm going to die, neither do you. Might be hard to die. I watched a lot of people die that was hard. Not easy. Not easy. And I'm not talking about any great tribulation. I'm talking about your great tribulation when you die. That's your great tribulation, right? But I'm just saying, the strength will be there. All you got to do is focus on today. Putting a smile on Jesus' face today. Getting the strength and using it that he gives you today. And it says in Proverbs 24:10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Proverbs 24:10. You know what God showed me in that verse a long time ago? If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is your own. It's not God's. Because my Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not what? Faint. So if you faint in the day of adversity, it's not God's strength. It's your limited strength that you fainted because of that. And this is a better way that God has all strength. God has all knowledge. He's willing to give it to you, and you need to know that he's willing to give it to you if you meet that qualification. And then he says you're going to get it by waiting upon the Lord for strength day by day and with each passing moment. Strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in the Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause this evening for worry or for fear. Is God in heaven biting his nails about what's going to happen? Is he worried? No. Everything's all right in my Father's house where there's joy, joy, joy. You know, I got tired of church Sunday morning. My wife was tired of it. Miss Patty was tired of it. I was tired of it. I mean, the Holy Spirit would give me strength, but I felt like I was fighting. And I said, God, I need wisdom. And he gave wisdom. And he gave a willing team that is so important. And what a blessing that is. You see, you can have God's strength, so you don't need to faint. You say, well, what will I get? It says you'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and not faint. And then you'll flop. No, it never says that. See, that's some Christians. I was flying. I was running. I was walking. But then that person, they hit me with their stinking attitude, and boy, I went right down. But it doesn't say that, does it? No, that person with that stinking attitude causes you to go back to God. Or that church service with all that hindrance caused you to go to God for wisdom. What's the answer, Lord? He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you so that you can not have to flop. Nowhere in there is, I'm going to fly, run, walk, and flop. It doesn't say that. I'm going to fly, run, walk, and plop. No, it doesn't say that. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. How can you avoid failing? Isaiah 40, 28 through 30. By your knowing the Lord never gets weary. He's got all the strength. By your knowing the Lord gives you a portion of his strength as you need it. And number three, by your waiting upon the Lord for it. Let's bow for prayer tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We've been talking about how you can keep